Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great day it is to serve the Almighty Father, the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. We honor our King this morning. We say welcome to Bible Storyland, and we are so grateful that the Most High God joined us together with Him. What a great God, and He promised that whatever we ask in His name, believing, He will grant it. So we believe, hallelujah, we believe, hallelujah, that the storm has already turned around. What a great God He is. He's mighty, He's holy. He is the everlasting Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Nobody's great like Him. So we thank the Lord this morning. Lord, bless us and keep us, oh God. Make Your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. Lord, lift up Your countenance upon us and give us peace. We need peace in this hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, make us as Ephraim and Manasseh. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with Your blessings. What a great God You are. Lord, command Your blessing upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, give us revelation and let us be blessed. Oh, God, we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessings of Abraham. We are so grateful today that we could call on Your mighty name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in blessing us, oh, God, and in multiplying, multiply us as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Let Your showers a blessing be upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. What a holy and a righteous and a faithful Father You are. Turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Let Your blessings make us rich. Let all nations call upon You. Be blessed, O God. In the name of Jesus, let all generations call upon You. O God, in the name of Jesus, let all nations call us blessed. In the name of Jesus, we are Your sons and daughters, and we are sons and daughters of the blessed. Hallelujah. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Oh, God, we thank You, Lord God, that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, I thank You that You load us up every day with benefits. We are chosen by You, oh, God, and we are blessed by You. Our seed is blessed. Oh, God, let us inherit the land. We are part of a holy nation, and we are blessed. Lord, bless us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. Lord, let Your presence bless our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we drink of the cup of blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us and cause Your face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known upon the earth and Your saving health among all nations. What a mighty God You are. What a great King and a great Father You are. We serve You, Almighty. Let Your shield, let Your land yield increase, O God. And let the ends of the earth fear You. In the name of Jesus, we know You favor us because of our enemies. They do not triumph over us. And, Lord, be favorable unto our land. Remember our land, O God. Lord, grant us life and favor. In Your favor, Lord, make our nation stand strong. Lord, we entreat Your favor. Let Your favor cause our horn to be exalted. Lord, this is our set time for favor. And we thank You for the favor, Lord. Remember us, O Lord, with the favor that You bring unto Your children. And Lord, we thank You for visiting us with Your salvation. Lord, we entreat Your favor with our whole heart in the name of Jesus. Let Your favor be upon our lives as a cloud of the latter rain. Let Your beauty be upon our lives and let us be well favored. We are highly favored. Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor on a daily basis, and we are so grateful that You, the Most High God, know our name, even our location. And Father, we cover our nation, every city, every state in our nation with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're calling on your name like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we cover those areas, Lord God, that have been targeted, oh God, with storms. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for sending Irma back to the depths of the sea. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we bow down. We bow down before you. We humble ourselves before you. We guard our Irma's eyes, and we say, turn around, dissipate in the depths of the sea, and do not return to our nation. Lord, we, your people, called by your name, humbling ourselves before the mighty hand of God. We're calling on you like never before. Oh, God, we thank you that, oh, God, we repent and we ask forgiveness for everything that we've done against you, against your people, against our nation. Oh, God, hear us from heaven. Heal our land in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Give us sharper discernment, oh God, to know what you're saying in this hour. Oh God, when you bring warnings, let us receive the warnings and obey you. Let obedience be our portion. Let us obey you in all things in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. Every named and unnamed storm, we thank you for turning them back, giving us mercy, 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 more grace, more mercy, more grace, mercy, mercy, mercy is our portion, more grace, more grace, more grace is our portion. We give you honor and praise and thanksgiving because you are awesome and mighty. You are high and holy. Be lifted up, our King. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. There's nobody great like you. Nobody great like you. We bow down. We wait on you for the manifestation of our prayers, oh God. You always answer our prayers, so we are so grateful that we could call on your name, and we believe, hallelujah, that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, that, Father, whatever we ask in your name, believe it, you will grant it. Well, we believe you're going to turn the storms around and give us favor, more mercy, more grace, hallelujah, even the torrential rains. Oh, God, stop them. We say, peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our great and mighty Creator. Oh, Father, remember your people in every city throughout our nation. Remember the Dominican Republic. Remember Houston, oh, God. Remember those places, Lord God, that are still filled with water. Send help in the name of Jesus. Let them call on you. Let them repent. Let them begin to call on you like never before. Let needs be met. Remember their babies, Lord God, out there. Remember the young ones, oh God, and cover them in the name of Jesus. Remember their elderly people out there, oh God, that need you. Remember their human beings that need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said no good thing can come from our flesh, so we repent from all those things, the abominations, errors, sins, transgressions, trespasses, secret faults. Oh, God, oh, my God, forgive us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for presumptuous sins, in the name of Jesus. Turn back, hallelujah, every storm, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for what you're doing, what you're about to do. Have your way. We surrender to you. Have your way. We surrender to you in Jesus' name. Well, good morning again. This is Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us. And we are most grateful that the Most High joined us every week. He never leave us nor forsake us. He's always present with us. Always, always, always never abandon us. Hallelujah. He's greater than our fathers, greater than our mothers. He's most powerful. He is a loyal and a faithful friend. He is the King and ruler of our nation, ruler of every nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows all things. Hallelujah. He knows all things. Hallelujah. He knows all things. Hallelujah. Nothing secret, nothing hidden from him. So we just come clean before you, Father, and we just say hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Well, we have with us this morning Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, to play a praise song with us this morning. And we are thankful for all of your prayers. We are holding to God's unchanging hand. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good.
Amen, amen. What are you going to play this morning?
Keep us safe till the storm passes by.
Amen, amen. By in the dark of the midnight have I often hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep us safe till the storm passes by. Oh my God, that was an awesome song. Thank you so much, Karen. Amen, amen, amen. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's keeping us safe till the storm passes by. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a faithful father and a faithful friend. He never makes a mistake. Never does he make a mistake. Hallelujah. Never makes a mistake. He's always right on time. Always here for us. Never making a mistake. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Donna on with us this morning. We're going to ask her to say a prayer for us, for protection from the storm. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great and praying for you. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am, I am.
Amen.
Ma'am, I am. I'll pray now.
All
gracious
right.
Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come, Lord, humble at your feet, Lord. Humbly submitting to your holy will, Lord. Lord, we know you are the God of everything. Lord, we know you rule and you super rule, Lord, this world, this universe that we live in, Lord. And, Lord, we know that all power is in your hands. So right now, Lord, we're just asking for protection from you, for your people, Lord. Lord, you made the hurricanes. You know all about what's coming, Lord. But, Lord, you already know what's been, and you know what will happen on tomorrow, on the next day, on next month, on next year. Lord, you know everything. So right now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on your people, Lord, who are in harm's way right now, Lord. Lord, we know that you are able. You're able to carry them through the storm, Lord, through the rain, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask that you would guide your people, protect your people right now, Lord. And, Lord, I am praying that everyone in the path is saved right now, Lord, because this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Lord, we just want to be ready when you call our names, Lord. We want to be ready to go back with you, Lord. But, Lord, we know that in this world there will be trouble, trials, and tribulations. But you've already told us to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world, Lord. So, Lord, we're leaning and depending on you, trusting in your word, Lord, trusting in your mighty word, knowing that you can take care of us, knowing that you will take care of us, Lord. So, Lord, we're leaning and depending on you today, Lord. But we just ask you to protect today. We ask for your arm of protection, Lord, to be all over our brothers and our sisters, Lord. Lord, just bless and keep, Lord, right now. Lord, give us understanding. Let us know that this world belongs to you, Lord. You made it, and you can do whatever you want to do in this world, Lord. But, Lord, we have the blessed assurance that nothing will happen, Lord, that you haven't already ordained. Nothing will happen, Lord, that you don't already know about, Lord. But, Lord, even through this, you will get the glory, Lord. Every now and then we have to be reminded that you are in charge, Lord. So, Lord, let us submit ourselves to your will, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for the good that's going to come out of this hurricane, Lord. We thank you already for the good, Lord. Lord, with Hurricane Harvey, Lord, you were able to touch minds and hearts, have people to help, Lord. Lord, we just want to help. We want to be of help. We want to be of service, Lord. So, Lord, help us be the Christians that you're calling for us to be in these last and evil days, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we thank you in advance, Lord, for the glory that you will get through this situation. We love you, Lord. We thank you. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. This is family day today. And I thank you, Pastor Donna, for that awesome prayer, praying for people who've been in the storm, people who are maybe in a storm right now, and those who are not in the storm to be shielded from storms. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God loves families. This is family day. He loves fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. He loves families. Children are not a curse. They are a blessing and a gift from God. I'm going to repeat it. Children are not a curse. They are a gift from God. God gives good gifts, and he adds no sorrow. When we train our children up God's way, they are a blessing. If we neglect them, we could have grief, grief, and more grief. We must train, teach, and correct and lead them God's way by example and by direct teaching. We must pray with them, pray for them. The Bible says effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we must pray daily for our children. Too many children are losing their lives. We must pray for their protection and safety. Too many children are dying. Too many are not protected by prayer. We must pray for our children. We must pray for their friends. We must pray for them while they're at school. We got to pray, 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 pray. We got to continually pray all day long for our children. We got to repent in case they sin on their behalf. We got to continually pray. We got to pray for their classmates, pray for their school, their teachers, for the children in our nation, for the children of the world. Then we must cover in prayer the children in Africa, in Asia, in Australia, in Antarctica, in Europe, in South America, so they are protected. Abraham's prayer, he prayed for Ishmael, Genesis 17:18. David prayed for the life of his child, 1 Samuel 12:16. Job prayed for his children, Job 1:5. David prayed for Solomon, 1 Chronicles 29:19. And so we got to continually pray. We got to continue. We can't give up. We can't be discouraged. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And when we hold on to God's unchanging hand, oh, he's with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 9:17, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone his neighbor lamentation. For death has come up unto our window, and is entered into our palaces. They are to cut off the children from without, the young men from the streets. Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcasses of the men shall fall dung upon the open field. We're calling on the women this morning, the men as well, to pray, to call forth the women that are skillful in prayer and pray. Because, you know, we don't want to be like Rachel. Rachel was weeping for her children because they were no more. They all died. But we want our children to live. We say that our children should live and not die. We must be skillful in prayer. We can't just pray, Lord, bless our children. Amen. No, we got to be skillful, knowledgeable. Jesus taught us how to pray. So we got to pray according to the will of God. You don't know how to pray? Open up the word of God. Pray the word. Pray Psalms 91 over your children. Lord, allow our children to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under your shadow, Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my children's refuge. Pray the word of God. You don't know how to pray? Pray the 23rd Psalm. Learn how to be skillful in prayer. We can't just say, bless our children and keep moving. No, we got to pray specific prayers in this hour. We got to continually pray daily. Too many of our children are dying. Daily, the news is filled with children that died from disease, tragic accidents, mishaps, or incidents. It's real, and we are called to stop the dying of our children. We got to turn our plates down, like Sister Charmaine said last week. We got to fast and pray. Let's fast and pray. Let's fast and pray for our children. Let's fast and pray for our children to stop the dying by the hands of the devil. Let's put our children's hands in God's hands through prayer. We got to be skillful in prayer in this hour. Some of us are not praying like we should. If you're a child of the King, I don't know about you, but God has been calling me even more into the secret place. Several times a day, I have to stop what I'm doing and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Let's put our children in God's hands. Let's pray for them. Let's make known our requests to God, who nothing is impossible to. It's nothing impossible to our God. Whatever we ask in his name, believe it. Trust me, he's going to grant it. He's not a man that he should lie. So he's going to grant us our request when we pray for the children. We have on here with us my sister, my prayer partner on Tuesday, Vivian, Minister Vivian. I'm going to ask her to say a prayer for the children, for our future generations, those who are already born. Good morning, Minister Vivian.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you this morning.
God bless you, too. How you feeling?
I'm great, I'm great.
Amen. We're going to ask you to say a prayer for the children, for their safety, for protection, and however else the Lord leads you to pray for the children.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, we are so grateful, Father God, that we can come before you this morning, God, a new day, God, that you have blessed us with, God, and we thank you for it, God. We just thank you for this wonderful day, God, because it is a wonderful day, God, that you have made. Why? Because your grace and mercy, oh God, is, oh God, following alongside of us, and God, your angels are encamped all about us, and oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, you're so good to us. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we do lift up our children to you, oh God, from the cradle all the way up, oh God, until the teens all pass, oh God. Father, and then we bind every demonic spirit that may try to hinder them, oh God, everything that may try to cripple them, everything that might try to take away wisdom and knowledge from them, oh God, from them gaining strength in you, oh God. Anything that may hinder to try to kill, steal, and destroy them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're bringing those, oh God, Father God, oh Father God, that is born with different abnormalities, oh God. Father God, that they be healed by the power of God, your blood, yes, God. Your blood was shed for all, God, yes. God, for the healing of the nations, you say, God, hallelujah. And we do all plead the blood over everyone in children's hospitals, God, in the name of Jesus. Some child may have gotten hurt last night, oh God, struck by some object or fallen, oh God, or whatever it is, oh God. We know, God, you knows all things, oh God, better than we know, God. And so, God, we are bringing the children before you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, that you're going to heal them, oh, God. And, oh, God, those that are in school, Lord, seem as though it's taking a, oh, God, slow for them to get started, God. But, God, I know that you can empower them with your love and your grace, God. And, God, you can help them, oh, God. Oh, God, help them get situated, God, that they'll progress on, God. We want to see a progress in our children this year, oh, God, better than ever, oh, God, that they just make it so well in school, God, but it'll all be by your grace, oh, God. And, Lord, those on the street, oh, God, we, oh, God, commanding them off the street, oh, God, with AKAs and all kinds of drugs, trying to sell and make a dollar, God. Help them to go back to you and call upon you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every mother will pray, oh God, for her children, as Sister G said. Oh God, binding every demonic spirit so she won't have to wipe her tears and cry, God. But God, if she do, we know that you'll wipe away every tear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing children, our teenagers, before you, God. Oh God, that they get a mindset now, God. Oh God, that they, oh God, gonna follow their destiny, oh God. Oh God, because you have a destiny for everyone, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they have a mindset, oh God, that they are gonna enter into colleges and they are gonna fulfill the degrees, oh God, that is set before them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, oh God, oh God, I pray that they ask you for wisdom and knowledge, but most of all understanding, oh God. Oh God, to comprehend whatever studies that they are going into, God. Whether it's science, math, oh God, whatever it is, oh God. Oh God, oh God, that they're going to be the next CEO, oh God. Yes, God, they're going to be the next president, oh God, of some company, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, they're going to, oh God, ask you, oh God, for help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, our children won't be ignorant to you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of, they'll recognize that they need Jesus in every angle, in every hand, oh God. Lord God, so whatever they put their hands to do, oh God, it'll be unto the glory of you, oh God. And God, you will truly help them. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the prayers for the children. Thank you so much, Minister Vivian. We appreciate the prayer. We appreciate you being on with us.
Amen.
So we are continually praying for the children. I'm going to call on Pastor Donna again. Hawkins, if you could pray for the fathers, the mothers, the grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, the whole family. Because I tell you what, families need prayer this day, this hour. And I thank God for you.
Gracious Lord, we bow again. This time, Lord, before we ask for anything, Lord, we do thank you for what you have already done, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for the faithful mothers and fathers. We thank you for the faithful aunts and uncles, Lord. We thank you for the faithful grandparents, Lord, who are setting example for their children, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those who have been on the battlefield for a long time, Lord, doing exactly what you have asked them to do. But, Lord, we do ask a special blessing on all the caregivers, all of those who have an influence over our young people, Lord. Lord, we just ask for a double portion of your power, a double portion of your strength, Lord, double portion of your wisdom and knowledge, Lord, so that we will be an example for our children, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be a stumbling block for our children, Lord, but, Lord, we want to raise them up in the way that you would have us to raise them, Lord. Lord, help us to be the example that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stop doing so much talking, Lord, but to show by example the way Christians live, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless the fathers, bless the mothers, bless those relatives, bless all who have a hand in raising young people, Lord. Lord, just please help. Help us to be the example that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Lord, we do know that children are a precious gift from you, Lord. Lord, help us to value that precious gift that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, help us to raise our children in a manner that's pleasing unto you. Help us, Lord, to help our children to be respectful children, Lord. Lord, help our children to be honorable children, Lord, honest children, Lord. Lord, we want our children to grow up, Lord, and be an asset to this society, Lord. So, Lord, just help us to be the example that you want us to be. Lord, we love you. We thank you already for hearing and answering our prayer. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. I thank God for the prayers that have gone forth from Pastor Donna, from Pastor Vivian. We appreciate those prayers. Thank God for you, women of God. We cut off the spirit of Rachel, who was weeping for all her children, because they were dead. They were no more. Jeremiah 31:15 says, "Thus said the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted." She refused to be comforted. She couldn't be comforted. She lost them all because they were not. Thus said the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, thus said the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, said the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own borders. So we are thanking the Lord for the word. Let our children come again to their own boys. Many of our children are prodigal sons and daughters. They were brought up, taught the ways of God. They were taught. They were brought up in the most holy faith, and they backslidden. So we are calling the backsliders back. And you know, there's a matching scripture for the one I just read in Jeremiah. It's in Matthew 2:18. And it says, in Ramah, was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning? Rachel, weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were not. They were all dead, and she was weeping. Have you ever been to a funeral where, you know, a mother lost her child? Oh, my God. A child that had been, you know, with the mother for a while, and the child died. It's painful to even watch it. Can't imagine what a mother has gone through when she see a child in the casket, a young child, a teenager, a youth in a casket, shot down, died of disease, gone, just gone, won't return no more. Those mothers are weeping, weeping. It's a sad thing to see. It's a sad thing to see. A mother weeping for her children because they're not no more. Even just one. It's difficult to lose just one child. The heart grieves, seem like forever, for that one child. You could have 10. You could have 20. But if you lose one, you're going to grieve over that one child. So, you know, we don't want to see mothers shedding all those tears, just crying and crying and refusing to be comforted, mourning. Just deep sorrow because their children are dead. So we got to pray. There are many mothers who don't know how to pray. So we got to cover them and pray for them. And we got to talk to them, say, listen, you know, are you saved? Young woman, you need to be saved. And we got to tell the young women, look, many of them don't send their children. They don't even bring their children to church anymore. And the Lord said, listen, do not stop. Don't forbid your children to worship me. Don't forbid your children to know about me. So we got to tell them. We got to tell them to let your children, if you refuse to serve God, let your children serve God. We don't want the children to be killed down, murdered in the street. You know, I've been to funerals where there's grieving. I talked to mothers, even when I didn't go to the funeral, I talked to mothers, and they're still grieving for that child. Child could have been dead for years, but they're still grieving. It's a painful thing. It's a knife-cutting pain deep in the soul. The knife-cutting pain, they can't be comforted. I don't care what you say. Only God can comfort that kind of human suffering. Human, you know, we try to comfort one another, but it's not easy. It's not easy to comfort a mother, even a father. I remember when I lived in New Orleans, a neighbor lost their child. A son got shot in college. Oh, my God, and he was a good child. It was one of those mishaps. We got to pray daily for the children. We can't let up. We can't stop. I thank God for Vivian. On Tuesdays, she on the prayer line sometime before I get on there. Sometimes it's just two of us praying for the children, but we're determined we're going to pray for the children of the world. So we continually pray for the children of the world. But we need help to pray. We need help. We need other people who can come on and pray. Even if you don't come on the line, just pray. Pray for the children. They're dying like I don't know what. I see them on the street every day, walking here, going nowhere, pants hanging down, breasts showing, phone in their ear. They're walking. Where they going? Don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. I stopped the child. I was walking in the park last week. I stopped the child, said, can I pray for you? She said, well, I can't stop. I said, that's okay. I'll walk with you and pray. I walked with the child and prayed. Walk with her, little girl, probably like 14, walking. We got to pray. When we see them, even if we're driving in our car, we got to pray for them. Say, Lord, bless that child right there. Keep them safe. If they're not safe, save them, Lord. Well, I see young mothers with babies. We got to cover them. We say, Lord, there's a baby in the stroller, two in the stroller, one walking beside him. Save her, Lord. Save the children, Lord. Heal the children. Keep them from destruction. We got to pray. Praise is comely for the upright. We got to praise God and thank him like never before. I don't know about you, but many people right now are affected by the hurricane. Even children are in the hurricane. They've been affected. So we got to pray. I mean, there's much to pray for. We could be in the prayer closet 24/7 and never get enough, never get enough prayer in. It's time to call for the morning, the cunning, the skillful women in prayer. Let's pray. Let's raise up in prayer so God can heal our land. Our land need healing. So it's time to praise the Lord and thank him for what he's done already and thank him for what he's about to do. He's always moving on our behalf. He's always doing things on our behalf. He loves us, and he wants us safe and protected. So it's prayer and praise time. Miss Ludell's on with us this morning. She has to go to the funeral this morning, so we're going to let her sing first this morning. She has to go to the funeral of a friend, a person who's about her age that passed away. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine this morning. It's a little hoarse, but I'm doing fine, doing better.
Amen. We ask the Lord to bathe that throat, hallelujah, with his healing anointing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What are you going to sing this morning?
Call Jesus. Call Jesus.
All right.
Call Jesus. Call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, his name is Jesus. My Lord Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you doubt, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you doubt, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you in trouble, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you're in trouble, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. Amen.
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 Oh, Jesus, call him by his name. That was an awesome song. I never heard it before, but it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Call him. Call him by his name. Whatever it is, just call him.
Yeah,
because he's always listening.
Don't know what to say, you can say, Jesus!
Jesus! Come by here, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So I hope y'all have a blessed day, a blessed evening and everything. I'll stay on just a short while, but I have to, you know what I told you.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
All
right. Right.
Well, we love you, and thank you so much for coming on. Lord bless me.
I love you. You're all on the program, all I listen to down through the years. I've been enjoying, been blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Liddell. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Father, bless Miss Liddell. Heal her voice, her vocal cords. Even, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those knees that trouble us sometimes. Heal those, oh God. You are a mighty physician. And we bless and honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well,
Pastor Donna must have had
to go off this morning, so we're calling Jackie Travis this morning. Good morning, Jackie. You there, Jackie? She may be working or out of town.
Hey, Sister G.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I made it up here last night. I started out yesterday. It turned 11 o'clock. It turned into a 10-hour ride. It was just back-to-back traffic. So I did leave yesterday.
Amen. Well, we're glad you're safe and in place. What you going to sing this morning?
I was trying to get my cousin Bo to sing with me, but he don't want to. I know he's got a good voice. I don't know why he's going to sing with me. I told him I always get all the relatives all over the world to sing.
And he don't want to sing with us, with you on the radio this morning. What's wrong with him?
Bo, I love you. Come on. We used to sing it as we was kids. We sang together, so...
Yeah.
He don't want to do it.
Oh, tell him, are we waiting for him?
He's not like they ain't lived, but he can't just pop it in. He said that's not his calling, singing. So we're not going to worry him. So that's
all
one of those things.
We try
our best. I'm glad you were praying for all the children. Pray for my daughter, Janae Gloria. She stayed at home. She decided at the last minute she didn't want to come with me. So please pray for my daughter.
All right, I'll pray for that too.
All right, thank you so much. And, okay, you know what my favorite? This is Children's Day or Family Day? Family Day.
Family Day.
All right. We are the family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about the family that's raised together will stay together. We all a family, and we love each other so. Mm-hmm. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about the family that prays together will stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Because we are all a family and we love each other so. And we're in troubles. On our knees we go. I'm talking about the family that prays together will stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen.
Amen. I love that.
Yes.
We all are family, the print family. We all family. Family that stays together, prays together, stays together.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jackie. We thank God for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jackie, for her family in Atlanta and all over. Lord, we're thankful for her daughter, Gloria, who stayed home. We thank you that she's safe and no harm will come nigh her dwelling. We thank you for Jackie getting there safely. Oh, God, a little tired, but we thank you for refreshing for her. We thank you for meeting every need for her family. We thank you for her husband, her patients. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for safety for the seniors, that she take care of the seniors throughout the nation and the world. We bless and honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And, Lord, many people are traveling and still traveling on the highways and the byways, Lord. We ask you to protect them, remove frustration, upset, depression, suppression. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are everywhere all at the same time. And I thank you for keeping us all in the palm of your almighty hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Vivian, we know you got a song ready for us. Vivian Collins from New Orleans area. She has a beautiful voice. Vivian, will you sing a song for us this morning? Minister Vivian, you got your phone on mute? You may be busy back there. But anyway, you don't hear me right now. We'll continually. Minister Vivian, you there? She on. She may have a phone on mute or back busy doing something for the moment. But we thank God for those songs. I thank God for that song that Karen played this morning. Oh, my God, that was an awesome song. I never heard it before, but it was so right on time. Keep us safe, oh, Lord, till the storm passes by.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for that song and the song that Miss Ludell sang. Never heard that one before, called Jesus. Call him by his name. And thank God for Jackie, even out of town, calling in. We are all family. We love each other so. The Lord, hallelujah. I thank God for each of you. Thank God for the songs, the prayers, awesome prayers. Well, you know we love the word now. The word, the word, the word. God honors his word above his name. And we love the word. So I think the Lord speak to us today through the prophet. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers to affect the men and women of God for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity. That's what we need, unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so we can mature in the things of God. And we will not be tricked by the enemy. Our speaker today, you may have her husband with her, I'm not sure. Our speaker today is called to that task as prophet. So we welcome the prophets this morning, Prophetess Lawson, and maybe her husband is back now. But anyway, we thank God she's going to bring forth the word. We're ready for the word. Hallelujah. Good morning,
Good
Prophetess
morning.
Lawson. How are you?
I will tell you, I just heard the garage go up. So,
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah. I said I just heard the garage go up. I don't know whether he's going to come straight in the house or go around back because he wanted to secure the house a little. But good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Prophet Ernestine Lawson. I just thank the Lord for all the words and the prayers and everything that's been said and done before me. I just enjoy the songs on today. And the Lord gave me this word. He showed me some things about the naming of the storms. And so my subject on the day is this means war. And I want to play a little bit of Charles Jenkins' song, This Means War. And then I'm going to come back with the word. Amen.
Amen.
By joy in my soul, God has been good for. I've stayed down on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. It's a prayer.
this means war. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my praise. This means war.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. As I said earlier, most people, God used me so differently. And when Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, for some reason, the name Harvey, I was like, what's the meaning of Harvey? And so I went on the internet 2 weeks ago, and I found out that the meaning of Harvey means battle ready or battle worthy. And I was saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then the other word that dropped in me, my spirit, was church. Is the church battle ready or battle worthy?
Mm-hmm.
As storms come in the life of the people of God, as storms come to cities, as storms come to states, as storms come to this nation, is the church battle ready? Is the church battle worthy? Are we worthy to go in, as Sister G mentioned earlier, to pray and intercede for the on the behalf of families, of our neighbors, as our friends? Then, I guess when my husband reminded me that there was two more storms, so before Irma even hit the island, I looked that up. And I could not believe the name of Irma, what Irma means. Irma means war goddess. I said, oh, God, are you trying to tell us something? The Bible tells you that God, the shepherds saw the star, and they knew that Jesus was born, and even used the stars to find out where he was located. God has shown us throughout the Bible that the weather, the storms, that he used everything for his glory. And the thing is the church eyes open? And are we battle ready? I looked at the third storm, which was Jose, or with the Spanish for Joseph. And then for that one, if you remember Joseph in the Bible, God knew that a time was going to come that Israel needed protection. And although Joseph couldn't understand his dreams, but all he knew was his father and his family was going to bow down to him. That's the only first part of the dream he had. But he did not know that he was the person that God was going to use to protect their family. As we are broadcasting on this internet broadcast, I'm asking those that listen, are you the Joseph, the one that's called to protect your family? Are you the one to stand in the gap? Are you the one that's going to intercede? Are you going to be the one that God uses to pray and be a watcher for your family? Glory to God. As I look through the names of these storms, I believe that they're speaking to us. I believe that we're in war, and we're in war in a spiritual war, because the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers. And so therefore, as we see America, as we look at England or even Japan or even North Korea, we find out that in this hour we have leadership that may confess that they know God. And they may, even from Barack Obama, I will include him too, but they may confess that they know God, but are they leading the country to God? And that doesn't matter, because we saw when Saul, the people of Israel, they wanted a king like every other country, and they got Saul as king. But God says, if you, that's what your choice is. But God's choice was for them ever to worship him. His choice was for them to come to him as their source. And I say to you today, keep God as your source. We have gotten so cozy in our homes that it's so easy to forget that we're in war. We're in war for our families. As I will say that, as Sister G said this morning, I went home to see my family last weekend. And when I went home, they asked me, my husband, well, they called me, but they asked, are we here just to relax? are we on a missionary trip? I said, we never go anywhere not being ready to pray, intercede, or do a work for the Lord. And so what the work we had to do was two occasions. We had to go and visit a family, as Sister G mentioned. She as well as her husband, they were deacon and deaconess, and they served their church faithfully. The mother is a prayer warrior. She said, I prayed for so many people. I prayed, and God would answer my prayer. I prayed for their child to live, but her child died. And when I heard the story, and then it clicked in my head, well, God answered her prayer because she prayed that her son be saved. She prayed that her son will go and see God, but her thoughts were that she was saying, "Lord, save my son. Lord, save my son." And a couple of months before he died, he received Christ and he started going back to church. Mm-hmm. But the gang that he hung with decided that since he would no longer be with them, they would kill him. Well, hallelujah! God answered her prayer, but now she told me. She was like, she don't want to pray no more. She don't want to do anything. She said, I'm angry at God for taking my son when he saved so many other sons. And I had to tell her, don't you know God answered your prayer for your family? Mm-hmm. It may not be what we want to happen, but God answers prayer. And just because in life, the plans that we have for our families may not be the plans that God has for our families. But that's God true. Does have a plan, an expected end. And is it not just an expected end, but an end that should be full of life, a lot more abundantly. As she mentioned to me, she said, when he died, a part of me died. And I said, oh, no, devil, we're going to break this soul tie. And she said, I don't have any joy. I can't forgive God. And I said, oh, no, devil. Because I said, if you stay angry at God, you will not see your son. And it was immediately, and that's what I love about God, what God did for me, is that when before they start telling me the story, I immediately went in the spirit, and I saw in the spirit realm that they said that, in the last 7 minutes of his life, he had 7 minutes of his life that they said that that he was conscious. And once again, it's like in that 7 minutes, God showed me that he chose to go home. I saw that a glorious light came over the body, and find out that the sister had a dream. And in the dream, she saw the same thing in the last 7 minutes of his life. She saw the hand of God. She said, I saw in the dream when I told her what. I said, before you tell me anything, let me tell you what just happened to me. And so I didn't want her to tell us so she won't think that God did not speak to me. And I told her what I saw, and she was shocked because it agreed with what she had in her dream. But my thing was, I had to deal with the mother. The mother, I could not, my thing was, we could not leave Charleston with the mother in the hand of Satan. We could not leave her depressed. Whether to show her in the word or show her in the scripture, and to let her cry. To let her cry, but to let her know. And she hadn't been back to church, so the husband had said the same thing. He said that, you know, he was one of the top deacons in the church. And he said he tried to go back, and he said the day that he went back, so many people said, oh, we're sorry. He said all of a sudden, he said hurt and pain start hitting him. And he told himself he was never going to question God. He never was going to ask God why he lost his son. And he said, so many people came to him, and such a spirit of heaviness came on him, he had to leave. And so he said, then he went back to church, and he said, one other Sunday, he said, well, I'm going to come into the back door, and so I can sit right there on the edge, because he said, I want You know, and he said, I know God is everywhere, but there's solace in the church. There's a peace in the church. There's mm-hmm. praise in the church. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be where he can get where the church is all in worship and give God glory. And he wanted to be in the midst of the praise mm-hmm. because in his home there was a mist of sadness. So when it was all said and done, he said, I'm all right with God. He said, I don't understand, but I don't question God concerning my family. He said, I gave God my family. And if I'm going to be a deacon, I cannot say that, even though I may be the head of the household, but I cannot say that I'm totally in charge of my family if I put God as my head. And he said, the head of man is God, and I question him not. So God has sent us warnings.
Mm-hmm.
The warning is clear in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Our struggles, like I said, is not against flesh and blood, but against the entire force. In Ephesians 6:12, like I said, it said, but we not wrestle against flesh and blood, but contend only with physical opponents, but against the deposition, against the powers, against the mastering spirits who, the world rulers and the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Supernatural powers, that's what we're in battle with. I will say to anyone, I guess I don't know whether it was Facebook or somebody sent something to me, but on the coast, there was a group of church people praying to turn the storm. And yes, for the state of Florida, the storms turn. But they said it's so massive. And my thing about it is that they said it's so unusual. It's so unusual storm that they said nobody's ever seen the size of it. No Category 5 has ever lasted that long. And my thing is, God, what are we to get out of it? What are we to get out of what you're showing us if we look through the Spirit? And the thing is that there's a massive, massive change in the upper atmosphere where currently there's so much warfare. As I said the other day, there's churches today that don't want to use the word of Jesus or God or whatever. All they do is preach good news and preach the gospel. But they're not telling the people they need to get back to the altar. They're not telling the people they need to get on their face and pray. They're not telling the people the truth about living for God or having a God kind of life. And this atmosphere of grace where people are told that you can do whatever you want and just pray for God to forgive your sin because grace covers you. Yes, the scripture said where sin abound, grace much more abound. But the Bible said the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Death will still come if we commit sin. And we're in the hour where families, there's whole generations, 3 and 4 generations, that have never been in a church. And if they go to church, it's only to attend a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so little or small amount of people going to church, then the church needs to go to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Because like I said, we're in a warfare. We can't stay in the four walls. We must, hallelujah, go out there in the highways and byways and beg them to come. For the Master has a bountiful feast. He has called on us to hurdle the masses. And those that we think are prepared, the families that we think are prepared, as I said, in this family where there's a husband and wife, deacon and deaconess serving the church, where we think that they're prepared for war, they're not prepared. All they are prepared for is good times. And we, or the remnant of God, must intercede, must pray, must witness, must tell the world that the God we serve is more than able to meet their needs. But he meets their needs according to his riches and glory. And what is his riches? The power of his might. He said, I'm the one who created good, and I'm the one who created evil. I'm the smith that blows the coals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to preach both sides to our family. Hallelujah. On last night, I was in church, and the pastor was saying, and I was so, he didn't know, I guess he definitely didn't know what I was going to be ministering on, but he said, the family is under attack. He said, in this hour where the family is under attack, he said, because once again, we have a generation that don't know Christ. Mm-hmm. So we need the Joseph. We need those, hallelujah, we having pharaohs that don't know the Joseph, and we're the church that know of Joseph and how he prepared and how God used him to be a provider for a nation and a protector for his family. And we must let people know that we are the protectors of our families. But he brought up a fact that he said one thing about same-sex couples, what they're doing. He said there's so many children that need adoption. There's so many children that need foster care. And since they cannot have children because of the very nature of them being same-sex, they can't have any children. What are they doing? They're adopting children. And they're raising children. Some of them are getting with women who have birthed a child, and then the two men will raise them. Or the women are going to the men and getting their seed and then having a baby, and two women are keeping the children. But either way, they're creating a nation, an ethnos, that will be comfortable with same-sex marriages. And that's not the family that God created. God did not create a family of Adams and just Eves. Glory to God. So we as the church must do things that will wake up the church. We who are pastors and preachers and apostles, we must tell the church, wake up.
Wake up.
Because they're dreaming. They're dreaming. And they're letting things pass.
Mm-hmm.
As the other, I'm in a part of a prophetic website, and a part of the prophetic website, we were to pray against the storm. And the thing is that the head of apostle was saying that the spirit of fear is driving the storm, because if we stay fearful, if we stay in fear, it feeds the storms. Like they said, Irma is in warm water. They said the warm water is feeding the storms. So we got to find out what's feeding the storms of our family life. Every time I hear something in the natural, I hear God saying something in the spirit. He said, Ernestine, hallelujah. He said, what's feeding the dysfunctionalness of the family? It's the lack of husbands and wives and them going to church and them honoring God, or them, hallelujah, oh God, putting God first. It used to be a time when my grandparents' days that there was no question whether or not you're going to church. You're going to church.
Mm-hmm.
No iPhones, no iPads. Last night was one girl sitting in the corner. Mm-hmm. She was totally on her phone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
No focus in church, none whatsoever. Hallelujah. So now Satan is saying, okay, bring them to church, but don't let them focus on the word.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible, God is speaking. He's letting us, he's showing us through our natural eyes, but also we tap in the spirit. He's revealing something. Satan said, okay, bring the children to church,
mm-hmm.
but I'll keep them distracted. We can't let our children be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
We must assume to become true soldiers. Mm-hmm. The song said we got to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We got to fight and hold on to this bloodstained banner. We got to hold it up until we die. We have to preach the blood again, that we're blood washed and blood bought, and that Jesus died not just for the church to be saved. He died for the whole world.
The whole world.
He died that every man can have a right back to the tree of life.
Tree of life, right.
Glory to God. So we must fight for our families. We must be soldiers. And we don't need to retreat. I'm not going to go and read all of Ephesians 6 and 10 through the 20, but we must put on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
We must stand with our loins girded up with truth.
Mm-hmm.
We must resist against the devils, the wiles of the devil. We have to. Right now, the greatest thing is using the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
As Sister G, we must pray. I said we must pray for our families.
Mm-hmm.
We must help to shape and transform the lives of the children of this world. We can't be apathetic. We can't just say, us for no more.
Mm-hmm.
We must see the reality of marriage and families. We must see the patterns that is forming and the habits and the dysfunctionalism of the family. And although the movies, the TV, the news, trying to normalize it, the homosexual agenda, all things are trying to normalize it. We must not normalize it.
Mm.
We must maintain what God said in Genesis 1, and chapter 1. He said he created male and female, and he gave them dominion. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. He called forth a male and female to be the firm foundation to start the family, which is called the church. Glory to God. As I say, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We must renew our faith in God. We must fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. We must upgird ourselves with the word of God. We must continue to pray. And I'm going to go to Hosea. Glory to God. Hosea 4. And I'm actually going to do almost all of Hosea 4. But I'm going to summarize it. It said it's around the fourth chapter. It said, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord has a legal case of the inhabitants of the land. And we know it. It says down by verse 6, for my people destroyed for the lack of knowledge of my laws where I have revealed my will. Because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. So God said he's rejected them. Our nation is rejecting God. So many other nations are rejecting God. But God said, as my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face. We got to seek God's face. And we can't seek it, hallelujah, just by watching TV. We have to get back to the altar. We must create an altar in our own homes and pray for our families. We must pray to God day and night. The Bible says that we should make a session without ceasing. Glory to God. And for the sake of time, glory to God, I'm going to read my last scripture. It says in 1 John 5 and 14 to the 15th verse, and this is the boldness, the confidence that we have in God. And I'm reading the expanded version, and I'll read it again. 1 John 5th chapter 14 to the 15th verse. And this is the boldness, the confidence that we have in God's presence, that if we ask God for anything that agrees with what he wants according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know he hears us, and every time we ask, whatsoever we ask, we should know that we have whatsoever we ask. Church, what are we asking for our families? The day is family day. Are we praying for the health and welfare of our families? Are we praying, and are we standing in faith and preservation, believing that God hears and answers prayer? And by grace, are we grounded, rooted and grounded in the word of God and fighting for our family? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith, we put on the whole armor of God, standing against the wiles of the devil. We put on the helmet of salvation, and we let the same mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. We put on the blessed plate of righteousness and our loins girded up with truth, O God. We walk in the integrity of you. And, Lord God, we just declare and decree that be a hedge of protection around us and our families, our minds, our heart, and our emotions, Lord God. Lord, keep an encampment of your angels around our families on today. Father, we ask you to send a host of ministering angels to every believer and even to the state of Florida and the state of Texas,
mm-hmm.
or to minister to the hurts and the needs and the pains
mm-hmm.
and the infirmities of God or whatever our nation is going through, but especially, Lord God, as many people walk in fear. But, Lord God, I praise you and I give you the glory. For, Lord God, we are in your hands. We thank you, Lord God, that your supernatural power will be a wall of fire, insulating us from the wiles of the devil, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord God, and even the weapon of the storm, the weapon of Harvey, the weapon of Irma, oh God, or even Joseph, or whatever storm comes next, that we will not be bound and live in fear. But we bind up every principality and powers and rulers of the darkness, every spiritual wickedness in high places. We cast them down in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man that's trying to bind, the like Sister G said, the mothers that has lost their children, or the fathers that have lost their children, the grandparents, whomever that's being bound by depression. We bind up the strong man, the old man, the principalities and the powers that's trying to cause chaos in the family, every spirit of delusion that God cannot and will not hear and heal us or deliver us. We cast it down now, and we declare that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And to the body of Christ, to the families, we say, Lord, let your will be done as it is in heaven. Amen and amen.
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 Thank
you so much for the God, that was awesome.
It
awesome
was.
Word. I thank God for that word about war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This means war. And I love that song, This Means War. Harvey means battle, ready, battle, worth. Irma means war God. Joseph means protector. So we need all of that. We need our protection. And we need to know how to fight. Because we don't fight with flesh and blood. We don't fight with, you know, earthly battle gear. We fight against principalities. We fight with the word. We fight in the prayer closet. And the enemy don't fight fair. No, we fight against the enemy. We're learning more and more every day. I thank God for you, Prophetess Lawson. That was an awesome word. An on-time word, because
yeah.
we need that word. We need to stay
yeah.
ready. You know, I spoke a message a few weeks ago on 911 prayers. We can't just keep praying 911 prayers. We got to pray every day. Of course, we have emergencies, but God's got to be familiar with us. You know, like when we call 911, they go, what's your name? What's your address? What's your phone? They don't even know us. But when we call God, he know us. If we've been in the prayer closet, we've been in the secret place, he know our voice. He ain't going to ask, well, who is this? Unless you have not been there with him. Unless you have not been praying to him. He may say, who is this? He don't want 911 prayers. He wants your steady, undivided prayers, undivided attention all the time. Salvation. We're only in our bodies for a short time, and then we leave our bodies, and we stand before God in the judgment. Give account for the way we lived here. It is then the Lord give us, you know, he give us knowledge on you know, how to pray. So we got to continually call on the name of the Father so we'll know how to pray. And he'll lead us in prayer if we just go there. He's leading his people this hour in the prayer closet. You know, so salvation is what we need in this hour. And, you know, I know people that are not saved. And you talk to them, oh, yeah, I'm saved. They're not saved, but they think they are. So, you know, God winked at ignorance one time, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent, to come, to be saved. So we got to be saved. We got to, you know, stop being backsliders. We can't run in the devil's presence, and then when a 911 emergency, we run to God's presence. Oh, no, it don't work like that. We got to stay in his presence all the time. So I thank God for you all. Anybody got a testimony?
Hold on. John is here. He was wanting to sing a song.
Amen.
Or
you
can sing a song.
Amen.
If you want to go to that, and then he sings a song later.
No. He can
Which
do the
one
song.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of evil crime. I'm not ashamed of the one who died for me. I'm not ashamed of the word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the one who lived again. I'm not ashamed of the word. He told me to preach the gospel to every creature alive. He told me to pray both night and day, and for my people that I am still alive. I am ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the one who lived again. I am not ashamed of the word. Don't believe the gospel. The walk into Luke and John. I am not ashamed, I tell the whole world, and Jesus brings me back again. He delivers Daniel from the lion's den. The evil boy he did too. What about your testimony?
Thank you, and we praise you, and we give you glory, God. We thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, and the Hawkins family and Mother Hawkins, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to be a protective shield around about them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for upgirding them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, as she renders service to your people, oh God. We ask you to just be protective shield about her, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come not her dwelling and the dwelling of her family, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, just to strengthen her, Lord God, as she ministers the gospel. We ask you to bless her church, bless all that cross her path, oh God, that they may see your glory through her, oh God. And Father, we lift up her body to you and her husband's body. Strengthen them, oh God. Anything, Lord God, that is not lining up with you, oh God, we pray for a supernatural healing. Oh God, we thank you for the long life of her mother-in-law, oh God. And we ask you to continue to bless and keep her and her children, her church family. And we just give you all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for Jackie Travis, your daughter. And, Lord, she's concerned about her daughter who stayed back. And, Lord, we thank you that no harm shall come to our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We're blessing you, honoring you. We are praising you like never before. We're thanking you for people who are traveling all over, Jackie, her family, and other families, Lord God. And we bless your name. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we lift up Miss Liddell, your servant who had to go. But we thank you for all that you're doing for Miss Liddell, for her family. We ask you to bless her like never before. And we thank you for what you're doing in Miss Liddell's life. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do for Miss Liddell, for her family, for the families all over America, for the families all over the world. We're particularly concerned about the children, Lord God. And we ask you to bless and protect our children. And, Lord, I lift up Ashley, my precious daughter. I ask you, Lord, to make a way where there's seemingly no way for Ashley, Lord God. Oh, Father God, draw her back closer to you. In the name of Jesus, bring her out of a backslidden condition into your marvelous light again, oh God. Oh, save her from this untoward generation, not only her, but all the children of the world. Save them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Turn her around on your path again, in the name of Jesus, and keep her feet from sliding, slipping, oh God, in the mud. Oh God, clean her up, clean her garment up, Lord God. And so we bless you, Lord. We pray for the teenagers, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Lord God, because they're dying by the thousands daily, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to help our young people stay on the path. As we close out on Bible Story Land today, Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, what you've done already. We bless your holy name. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you for the word that was brought forth by Prophetess Lawson. We thank you for her husband bringing forth that song, that awesome song, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, or what you're doing and what you're going to do. You are Almighty. We thank you that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We thank you for salvation going forth in this hour, even, Lord God, as you are moving by your spirit throughout the earth realm. We ask you for salvation for those who've never called on you before. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Anybody have anything that they want to say before we close out? All right. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
I came in kind of late. Amen. I came in kind of late. But I pray
but
that
come
all
in and
well.
That's important.
Amen. Amen. I pray all as well. And a powerful prayer. You just prayed my wife and that all will stay well. That we bind, we continue to bind the hands of the enemy and loose the angels of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I love each of you. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year, and praise the Lord with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Look forward
Amen.
To hearing from you next Saturday. Will be joyful praise day. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Love y'all too.